Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Nyaya, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Padakritya, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harih Om. ॐ निधाय हृदि विश्वेशम् विधाय गुरुवन्दनम् बालानाम् सुखबोधाय क्रियते तर्कसङ्ग्रहः साध्य अभाव व्याप्तो हेतुः विरुद्धः यथा शब्दो नित्यः कृतकत्वादिति कृतकत्वम् हि नित्यत्वा नित्य अभावेन अनित्यत्वेन व्याप्तम् साध्य अभाव व्याप्तः हेतुः विरुद्धम् विरुद्धः सो दट् विच् हेस् दि Vyapti in the sadhya bhava, in the place where it the sadhya, the non-existence of the sadhya is there, meaning shabdo nitya. We'll see this two examples. Shabdo nitya, shabda, word, sound is eternal because it is that which is produced. Now this hetu, that which is produced, yadyat kritakam tattad vinashyam. That whichever is created is that which is prone to destruction. Through this logic it is condemned. So since it is the kritakatva is has this vyapti on the anitya, never in the nitya, therefore it is wrong. Viruddha hetu sadhetu varnaya viruddham lakshyati sadhyeti sadhetu varnaya sadhya bhava vyaptaiti sadhyeti abhaveti cha. So to remove it from sadhetu we say sadhya abhava vyaptah hetu viruddha. If you just say hetu viruddha, hetu is viruddha, you wanted to define the viruddha hetu abhasa, but when you say hetu is viruddha, you also point out to the hetu, not just the hetva bhasa. Therefore you have to say sadhya abhava vyaptah. Sadhya abhava vyaptah, if you say abhava vyapta hetu, if you say, again it will be hetu also, it will be hetu also, not just viruddha, because there are some places where there is absence of things, that is also a vyapti. So to remove that you have to say sadhya. And sadhya hetu, that which is hetu for sadhya, again there also it is proper reasoning, not just it does not only prove the hetu abhasa, it also proves the hetu. Therefore you have to add all these three. Asambhavarnaya vyapteti sadhya abhava hetu, if you say, then it will go to asambhava. Asambhava does not have asambhava, the place which does not have the existence of this sadhya is also asambhavayatu. So there it will go. To remove that you have to say viruddha vyaptaha sat pratipaksha varnaya sat pratipaksha bhinna ityapi bodhyam. To remove it from sat pratipaksha you have to say sat pratipaksha bhinna, sat pratipaksha bhinna. Therefore the definition will be sat pratipaksha bhinnatve sati sadhya bhava vyapto hetu viruddha kritakateti karyatvad ityartha. So kritakatvam means karyatvam, since it is karya, that which is karya is prone to destruction. Kritakatvam iti anityatvena vyaptam iti yadyat kritakam tattat anityam iti vyaptihi bhavati eva tathe iti tatha iti bhavah. So yadyat kritakam, that which is produced is prone to destruction, that is anitya, that is never nitya. Therefore this is that which has this kritaka hetu is anitya, is a hetu abhasa. Therefore yasya sadhya bhava sadakam hetvantram vidyate sa sat pratipakshah yatha shabdo nityah shravanatvat shravanatvat shabdavat shabdo anityah karyatvat ghatavat iti sadhya bhava sat pratipaksha. We already saw sadhya bhava hetvantram to prove the absence of sadhya. If there is another logic, see, you are proving sadhya through one logic. If there is another logic, syllogism, through which you can prove the absence of sadhya, then that is called satparipaksha. Like shabdo nityah sharvana shravanatvat shabdavat. Shabda is, sound is eternal because it is that which can be listened to. Like shabda here and shabdatva, like this soundness. And there is another hetu which I can prove to disprove, which I can say to disprove this first hetu, which is shabdo anityaha. First you say shabdo nityaha. Second, shabdo anityaha. Here shravanatvat, there karyatvat. Here shabdavat, there ghatavat. There is another logic through which you can disprove the first logic. Therefore, that is sat pratipakshah. Sat pratipaksham lakshyati yasya hetoh sadhyabhava sadhakam sadhyabhavasya anuapakam hetvantram pratipaksho hetuh vidyate sa hetuh sat pratipakshah ityartha. To which hetu, to which syllogism, to which reasoning, there is this another opposite reason to prove the sadhyabhava sadhakam, to prove the syllogism, the reasoning, the anumana, to prove the absence of the sadhya, that is called satpravipakshah. Ayameva prakrana samayiti uchyate. So, the old nayayikas, they called this satpravipakshas prakrana sama. This hetvabhasa is called as prakrana sama in the old nayayikas texts. Viruddha varanaya hetvantraiti sadhya bhava sadhakam vidyate sa satpratipaksha. If you say leaving the hetvantram, then it will become viruddha hetvabhasa. To remove it from viruddha hetvabhasa, you say hetvantram, because sadhya bhava sadhakam vidyate, for which the sadhya bhava sadhakam, the absence of sadhya, to prove the absence of sadhya, there is another reasoning that is satparipaksha. If you leave out this another reasoning, then you just say this sadhya bhava sadhakam. Through this logic, if you prove, if you are able to prove the absence of something, then that is viruddha, it is not a satparipaksha. Therefore, vanyadi sadhye dhumasya varanaya sadhyeti abhaveti cha, in vanni etc., this sadhya, this place where you want to prove fire etc., mountain, the dhuma is the means through which you prove. Therefore, to remove that, to negate that, as the, that which is proven, you say sadhya and abhava. Asiddha strividaha. Asiddha is of three types. Ashraya siddha, sarupa siddha, vyapyatva siddha scheti. Ashraya siddha, sarupa siddha and vyapyatva siddha. Asiddha mivajate. We are differentiating three types of, we are classifying three types of asiddha. Asiddha hetu abhasa. Ashraya siddhyadi anyatamattvam asiddhattvam. That which is among one of these three classification is asiddha hetvabhasa. That which is, that which belongs to ashraya siddha, surupa siddha or yapyatvasiddha, anything among these is called asiddha. Ashraya siddha. Now what is ashraya siddha? Krama prapti will see ashraya siddha. What is ashraya siddha? Ashraya siddha means ashrena asiddhi. Swarupa siddha means swarupena asiddhi. And vyapyatva siddha means vyapyatvena asiddhi. In this way you have to understand. So ashraya siddha, ashrena asiddhi, what is that which has this, which cannot be proven because of the ashraya, because of the substratum base. What is that? Gagana aravindam surabhi aravindatvat saroja aravindavat. The space lotus is ashraya siddha. It is not swarupa siddha. Ashraya siddha. So, this space lotus is that which is fragrant because it is lotus. Like the lotus in the marsh. Therefore, atra gagana aravindam ashraya sa nastiva. This ashraya, this base, this substratum for fragrance does not exist. This lotus of the sky, space, does not exist. Therefore, it is ashraya siddha. Ashraya siddhattvam cha. What is ashraya siddhattvam? What is that definition for ashraya siddha? Pakshata avachedaka abhavat pakshakattvam. Pakshata avachedaka abhavat pakshakattvam. That paksha, that which has the pakshaka, that which has the paksha, which is pakshata avachedaka, which is defined by the pakshata. Pakshata. So, that is pakshata avachedaka abhavat. So that which is defined by the pakshata, defined by the absence of the pakshata. That kind of thing is called this ashraya siddha. Abhavati hi arvindatve gaganiya surupa pakshata avachedaka abhavat pakshakattvam arvinda rupa pakshe gaganiyatva virahat. See, because we will see through this example. Bhavati hi arvindatve, in the arvinda, in the लोट अस गगनीयत्व रूप पक्षता दि पक्षता इज गगनीय दि स्पेस सो दट स्पेस अवच्छेदक दि एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ दट स्पेस absence of that embodiment of that space or the bounding boundary of that space is not, does not exist. Aravinda exists in the marshland. It does not exist in the embodied place which is space. Therefore, that is Ashraya Siddha Aravindatva Rupa Pakshe Gaganiyatva Viraha. In that paksha of Aravinda, where there is doubt of fragrance, there it does not exist, the substratum gaganiya, the spaceness does not exist. Therefore, nanu kim arvinde gaganiyatva viraho atha aha upadarshita anumani ityartha. So where does it not exist? It does not exist in the example which we see. Atra gagana arvindam ashrayah, in this place where the ashraya for this space, this lotus is space. In this example we are talking about swarupa siddho yatha. What is the second asiddha? Swarupa siddha, which is shabda nityas chakshatva swarupa rupavaditi. Shabda is anitya, shabda is non eternal because it is seen, like the form. Shabda sound is seen, shabda is non eternal because it is seen like form. Here the shabda, the sound cannot be seen, it cannot be visualized. Therefore that swarupa is itself does not exist. Swarupa of seeing itself does not exist. Pakshe hetva bhavah swarupa siddhehe. In the paksha, paksha means where there is doubt, existence of doubt. In that place, the hetu does not fit, the reasoning does not fit. That is called swarupa siddhi. Sadhetva bhave adivyapti varnaya pakshe iti. To remove it from sadhetu, we say hetva bhavaha. If you say hetva bhava, it's also sadhetu. Then to remove it from that, you say pakshe. Sandigdha sadhyavan paksha. Remember that again and again. Ghatadi abhava varanai hetu iti. In the same definition, pakshe abhavaha, if say pakshe abhava, the absence of whatever we are talking in the paksha is called swarupa siddhi. If say pot etc. does not exist in the paksha, in the place of doubt, so that will also become swarupa siddhi. Therefore to remove that, we see hetu, we use that hetu logic. What is the absence? What absence are we talking about? Not what etc. We are talking about the absence of hetu, reasoning. Soyam swarupa siddha, shuddha siddha, bhaga siddha, visheshna siddha, visheshya siddha, bhedena chaturvidha. Again, ashraya siddha is of three types. But in this ashraya siddha, this swarupa siddha is of four types. What is that? Shuddha siddha, bhaga asiddha, visheshana asiddha, visheshya asiddha. In this way, they are four types. What is that? Tatra adhyastu mule eva pratashita. The first one, shuddha siddha, is what was explained in the, what the example is given in the Mula, the original itself, the Mula text itself. Dvitiya, Bhaga Siddha, what is Bhaga Siddha? Dvitiya tha, Udbhuta Rupadi Chatushtayam Gunaha, Rupadi, Rupatva Ityatra, Rupatva Hetoho Pakshe Ekadesha Vrtitvaina, Tasya Bhage Pakshe Ekadeshe, Swarupa Siddhatvam, Udbhuta Rupadi Chatushtayam Gunaha, that which has the form which is explicit. That kind of guna, it is a guna for all the four elements because it is rupatva, it is that which has form. But here this rupatva hetu, the hetu, the reason in which you gave, it has the form, it does not exist in space. It does not, space does not have, air does not have udbhuta rupa, does not have the clear form. Therefore in one section for water, air, earth, it has existence, but it does not exist in the air. In fire, in water, in earth, it has existence, but it does not have the existence in the air. Therefore it is paksha. In paksha it is asiddha, it is not proven. Paksha means in one section. In one section if it is not proven, then it is called bhaga siddha. विशेषण सिद्ध वायु प्रत्यक्ष रूपवत्वे सति स्पर्शवत्वात् इत्यत्र रूपवत्व विशेषणस्य वायौ अवृत्तेः तद्विशिष्ट स्पर्शवत्वस्यापि अवृत्तित्वेन तस्य स्वरूपसिद्धत्वं निर्वहति निर्वहति विशेषणाभावे विशिष्टस्य अपि अभावात्. सो थर्ड इज विशेषण असिद्ध. द एडजेक्टिव डस नॉट एग्जिस्ट. सी द हेतु द सिलोगिज्म इज वायु एयर is pratyaksha, is that which can be perceived, because that rupavatve sati sparshavatva, vayu is that which has the form, being that which has form, it is that which can be experienced through touch. Having a form, it can be experienced through touch. Experience through touch is adjectified, and the adjective is here having a form. Vayu does not have a form. Air does not have a form. The adjective does not exist. Since the adjective does not exist, with this adjective, the adjectified should exist. Therefore, with this adjective, that adjective does not exist. Therefore, this is called visheshna siddhi. The visheshna does not exist. The adjective does not exist. See, like, let us say, we define somebody, like a Mr. someone. Now, this Mr. does not define the person, because there is no Mr. that person. He is, that person is Miss. Now, you use Mr. so and so. Since the visheshana Mr. or Dr. somebody, Dr. X, this X itself, X exists. But as Dr. X does not exist. Who is Mr. Dr. X? Yes, I am Mr. X, but I am not Dr. X. So, there is this. They have the absence of the adjective, but the adjectified exists. But you want a person, this adjectified with the adjective, that does not exist. So this is the hetu, ashraya siddhi, swarupa siddhi with absence of adjective, and there is object of absence of swarupa siddhi with the absence of adjectified. That we will see. What is that? तृतीयो यथा अत्रैव विशेषण विशेष वैपरीत्येन हेतुः तस्य तृतीय यत् फोर्थ वन इज विशेष्य सिद्ध. व्हाट इज विशेष सिद्ध? यू रिवर्स दिस इन द प्रीवियस एग्जांपल. वायु प्रत्यक्षः इंस्टेड ऑफ रूपवत्वे सति स्पर्शवत्वात् यू से स्पर्शवत्वे सति रूपवत्वात्. वायु हैज दिस एडजेक्टिव स्पर्शवत्वम्. It can be sensed through touch, but it does not have a form. So, the adjectified does not exist. Absence of adjectified is the problem. Swarupa in its form, it does not exist. In the swarupa, in its nature, it does not exist. See, whatever does not exist in nature, swarupa is what we are talking about. If you use that as a logic, that is an illogic through swarupa siddhi. Shuddha siddhi, the nature itself does not exist. Bhaga siddhi, in one section the hetu does not exist. The nature of that hetu does not exist. Visheshna siddhi, the adjective does not exist as a nature of that object. And visheshya siddhi, the adjectified does not exist as the nature of that object. So, these are the four types. Tasya swarupa siddhatvam, tasya swarupa siddhatvam tu, visheshya abhava, prayukta visishta abhava diti bodhyam. Now, सोपाधिको हेतुः व्याप्यत्वा सिद्धः. Now, व्याप्यत्वा सिद्धः is the third असिद्धि. Now, here, what is व्याप्यत्वा सिद्धः? That which has the उपाधि. That हेतु which has this उपाधि is व्याप्यत्वा सिद्धः. I am again going to go through this मूल original text. What is that? साध्य व्यापकत्वे सति साधन अव्यापकत्वम् उपाधि. If something exists, is vyapaka in the sadhya, exists in the sadhya, but it is not existing in the sadhana, that is called upadhi. Now, sadhya samanadhikarani atyanta bhava apratyogitam sadhya. What is sadhya apakatam? Sadhya apakatam is sadhya samanadhikarana. The sadhya, whatever you want to prove in the same plane, atyanta abhava apratyogitam. Whatever we are talking about, it's a atyanta bhava, its eternal absence. For eternal absence, it should not be a vessel. దట్ ఇస్ సాధ్య వ్యాపకత్వం. సాధనవత్ నిష్ఠ అత్యంత అభావ ప్రతియోగిత్వం సాధన అవ్యాపకత్వం. సాధనవత్ నిష్ఠ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఇన్ ది సాధన, దట్ వచ్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ ది సాధన విచ్ ఇస్ ఎటర్నల్ అబ్సెన్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ వెసల్ ఫర్ ఎటర్నల్ అబ్సెన్స్ దట్ ఇస్ సాధన అభావం. సాధన అభావ వ్యాపక సాధన అవ్యాపకత్వం. యథా లైక్ ఇన్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ పర్వతో ధూమవాన్ వన్నిమత్వాత్ ది ఫైర్ ఇస్ ఎండోర్డ్ విత్ స్మోక్ బికాస్ ఇట్ హాస్ ది మౌంటైన్ ఇస్ ఎండోర్డ్ విత్ స్మోక్ బికాస్ ఇట్ హాస్ ఫైర్ ది రీజన్ ఐఎమ్ గివింగ్ ఇస్ ఫైర్ టు ప్రూవ్ ది మౌంటైన్ హ్యాస్ స్మోక్ నౌ హియర్ ఆర్ద్ర ఇంధన సంయోగ ఉపాధి హియర్ ది వెట్ ఫ్యూయల్ ఇస్ ది ఉపాధి వెట్ ఫ్యూయల్ ఇస్ ది ఉపాధి హౌ తథా హి ఎత్ర ఎత్ర ధూమః తత్ర ఆర్ద్ర ఇంధన సంయోగితి సాధ్య వ్యాపకత్వం దేర్ ఎవర్ దేర్ ఇస్ స్మోక్ దేర్ ఇస్ దిస్ ఆర్ద్ర ఇంధన సంయోగ దేర్ ఇస్ దిస్ రిలేషన్షిప్ దిస్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ది వెట్ ఫ్యూయల్ ఇట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ ది సాధ్య వేర్ ది మౌంటైన్ వి ఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అండ్ ఎత్ర ఎత్ర వన్నిహి తత్రత్ర ఆర్ద్రేంద సంయోగ నాస్తి అయోగో లకే ఆర్ద్రేంద సంయోగ అభావాది సాధన అవ్యాపకం అండ్ వేర్ ఎవర్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఫైర్ దేర్ ది ఆర్ద్రేంద్ర సంయోగ ది విట్ ఫ్యూయల్ రిలేషన్షిప్ డస్ నాట్ నీ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ ది ఫైర్ బాల్ ఐరన్ బాల్ విచ్ ఇస్ పుట్ ఆన్ ది ఫైర్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ ఫైర్ బట్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో స్మోక్ because there is no dry, wet fuel therefore since it does not have smoke because it does not have wet fuel therefore it is sadhana avyapakatvam evam atra sadhya vyapakatve sati sadhana avyapakatvat ardhanendra sanyoga upadhi since it exists in the sadhya but does not exist in the sadhana this concomitant exists in the sadhya but it does not exist in the sadhana therefore this is upadhi this ardhan indana sanyoga is upadhi this wet fuel is the upadhi so upadhikatvad vannimatvam vyapitva siddham since this syllogism has upadhi it is called vyapitva siddha it falls under this category of vyapitva siddha vyapitva siddhatvam nirupyati this vyapitva siddham is what is proven here so pratikaiti through this definition so upadhiko hetuhu nanu koyam ఉపాధి అట ఆహ బట్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఓకే దట్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ ఉపాధి ఇస్ వ్యాప్యత్వ సిద్ధ ఓకే బట్ నౌ యు ఆర్ యాడింగ్ యు ఆర్ ప్రెసెంటింగ్ ఎ న్యూ టర్మ్ వాట్ ఇస్ దిస్ ఉపాధి ఫస్ట్ ప్రూవ్ దట్ ఉపాధి దెన్ వీ విల్ సే దట్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ ఉపాధి విల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ ఉపాధి వాట్ ఇస్ దట్ ఉపాధి సాధన అవ్యాపక ఉపాధి ఇది ఉక్తే శబ్దో అనిత్య కృతత్వాత్ నౌ హీస్ డీకోడింగ్ ది హీస్ ట్రైంగ్ టు డూ ది పదకృత్య ఫర్ దిస్ definition for upadhi sadhi vyapakatve sti sadhana avyapakatvam upadhi in this if you just say sadhana avyapakatvam living the sadhya vyapakatve sati living the sadhya vyapakatve sati the adjective just say sadhana avyapakatvam upadhi if you say this then shabdo anityah kritakatvaditya samanyavatve sati samanyavatve sati asmadadi vachyendriya grahana arhatvam api upadhi syat then in the place shabdo anityah shabda is non eternal because it is that which is created in this place if you say sadhana avyapakatvam సాధన ఇస్ కృతకత్వం హియర్ సామాన్యవత్వే సతి అస్మదాది బాహ్యేంద్రియ గ్రహార్థత్వం దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ కామన్ జనరల్ బీయింగ్ కామన్ ఆర్ జనరల్ ఇట్ దట్ ఇస్ విచ్ ఇస్ గ్రాస్ త్రూ ఆర్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్ దిస్ పాయింట్ విల్ బికమ్ ఉపాధి బికాస్ ద్వనిక్కం ఆదాయ తద్ అవ్యాపకత్వాత్ సిన్స్ ఇన్ ది dvanik etc in the dual atoms etc this is avyapaka this kritakatva does not exist it exists though it is kritaka two atoms come together to create this dvanik it is not grasped through our sense organs but it is kritaka there this will become upadhi. Therefore, tatartham sadhya vyapakatvam uktam. Therefore, we add sadhya vyapakatve sati to the definition. Tavat yukte tavati ukte. Now, if we say that, samanyavatvadina anityatva sadhane kritakatvam upadhi syat tatartham sadhana avyapakatvam uktam. Just if you say, just sadhya vyapakatve, sadhya vyapakatvam upadhi, if you just say, and in the same example, in the Kritakatva example, Samanyatvadi, in the Kritakatva will become Upadhi for this Samanyatvadina. You reverse the Upadhi in the place of the Sadhana and Sadhana in the place of Upadhi. Then you will get another new syllogism. Samanyavatvadina Anityatve Sadhane. To prove the Samanyatva as Anitya, Kritakatva will become Upadhi. There, Kritakatva to the Hetu Kritakatvam, in this Hetu Kritakatvam, in this reasoning Kritakatvam, Samanyatva etc. becomes Upadhi. Now, in the Hetu, Samanyatva etc. Kritakatvam will become Upadhi. Therefore, you have to add Sadhana Avyapakatvam. Upadhi Bhedam Adaya Asambhava Varanaya Vyapakatva Sharire Api Atyantam Upatam. See, Upadhi Bhedam Adhaya Asambhava Varanaya. There are different Upadhis to understand, to taking that into account. If you don't take in the other Upadhis into account, then they will become Avasambhava Dosha. You want to define Upadhi and you are not able to properly define, you are defining it wrongly. Therefore, he says, Vyapakatva Sharire Atti Atyanta Padam Upatam. In the Vyapakatva Sharira also, you have to add this Atyanta, Atyanta. This term should be added. Sadhana Bhedamadaya Sadhanasya Upadhitva Varnaya Avyapakatva Sharire Api Atyanta Padam Upatam. Again, he is doing it in he is adding this Atyanta Pada to the other part also. So, I am Upadhi Strivadha. This Upadhi is of three types. Kevala Sadhya Vyapakaha. Paksha Dharma Avachinna Sadhya Vyapakaha. Sadhana Avachinna Sadhya Vyapaka Sheti. This Upadhi is of three types. One is Kevala Sadhya Vyapakaha. That which exists in the Sadhya only. And Paksha Dharma Avachinna Sadhya Vyapaka, that which is exists in the Paksha Dharma Avachinna. With the Paksha Dharma, that Sadhya which exists with the Paksha Dharma, in that it exists. And the third is Sadhana Avachinna Sadhya Vyapaka, that Sadhya which is with the Sadhana, in that it exists. So, these three types. Tatya Adha Upadarsha. The first one is Kevala Sadhya Vyapaka is what is given as example here. Parvato Dhumavan. Parvato Dhumavan. How? Vanhehe Vannimatvat. Because it has fire. The mountain is that which is endowed with smoke. This is Kevala Sadhya Vyapaka. Only in the Sadhya it exists. Now, with the second is for second, this is the example. Evam kartvanta vartini himsa adharma janika himsa tvat kartu bahya himsa rivati ityatra nishiddhatvam upadhi tasya yatra yatra adharma janakatvam tatra tatra nishiddhatvam iti sadhya vyapakata yatra himsatvam tatra na nishiddhatvam iti nishiddhatvam upadhi sadhana avyapaka kartu himsayam నిషిద్ధ స్వభావాత్ నహింసా సర్వభూతానీతి సామాన్య వాక్యతః పశునా జ్జేత ఇత్యాది విశేష వాక్యస్య వలీయత్వాత్ అతో హింసాత్వం నాధర్మజనకత్వే ప్రయోజకమపి తు నిషిద్ధత్వం ఏకత్వ నిషిద్ధత్వం ఏవ ఇత్యాదికమపి ద్రష్టవ్యం. సో ది ఫస్ట్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫస్ట్ టైప్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ కేవల సాధ్య వ్యాపక ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ గివింగ్ అనదర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. కృత్వంతర్వర్తిని హింస, ది హింస, ది killing etc. which you do inside a karma, inside a Veda Vihita karma, inside a karma of fire oblation which is ordained by Vedas. That himsa, that trouble is, that killing is adharma janika, will produce adharma, will give you sin. Why? Himsa, it's a killing. Wherever you trouble others, that's going to give you sin. So this also will give you sin. Kartva atra bahya himsa. Like the himsa, the killing you do externally from this place of fire oblation. Now, Veda Vihita Karma, this Kratu Antarvartini, this Himsa you are doing in the place of the Veda ordained Karma, that will also give you Papa, sin, like the external Himsa. If you say this, then he says, here Nishiddhattvam is the Upadhi. Nishiddhattvam. Nishiddhattvam means that which is stopped, prevented, ordained by the Vedas as not to do, in the not to do section. This is the Upadhi. You cannot give this logic. In this logic, there is a problem. This is a logic which is given normally by people who don't accept Vedas. They say the Veda Vita karmas also will produce a sin. Like the Veda, other karmas, general karmas, killing of cow, goat, etc., which to eat, or any other animals. So, like that, if you say here, Nishiddhattvam is the Upadhi, we'll understand how it is Upadhi. See, Yatra Yatra Dharma Janakattam Tatra Nishiddhvam Iti Sadhya Vyapakta. Wherever there is creation of this sin as a product, wherever you gain sin as a product, there the Nishiddha is there. That is negated by the Vedas. Only in the karmas which are negated by the Vedas, sin is produced. Only through that kind of karmas, the sin is produced. So, it is sadhya vyapakatva. It is there in the sadhya. And, yatra himsatam, tatra na nishiddhattam. Wherever there is himsa, there is no Nishiddhattva. This Nishiddhattva Upadhi, wherever there is Himsa, where there is Himsa, Himsa means troubling. Where there is trouble to other Jivas, there it is not Nishiddha. It cannot be accepted as Nishiddha, because in the Kratu, it is Veda ordained. It is not Nishiddha, it is Vihita. It is ordained by Vedas. It is not condemned by Vedas. Therefore, Nishiddhattva Miti is the Upadhi. Sadhya Avyapakattva. Avyapakaha Kratu Himsayam. Nishiddhattvasya Abhavat. Since in the Sadhya Abhavakaha, Sadhya Avyapakaha Kratu Himsayam, in the Sadhya Avyapaka, in the place of the ordained Kratu Antarvartini Himsa, in the other place, Avyapaka, not Vyapaka. Sadhya, sadhana Avyapaka. Other Himsatvat in the external place, that is sadhana. So, in that place, Kratu Himsayam, Nishiddhattvasya Abhavat, it does not exist in the Kratu. Adharmajanika, creation of sin, does not exist in the Kratu. Because what is Kratu? The karma. Karma will give you punya. Karma ordained by Vedas will give you punya. It does not give you papa. The Nishiddha does not exist there. It is ordained. Okay. Then, na himsyat sarva bhutaniti. And there it is said, there is a general statement. Na himsyat sarva bhutani. Don't trouble any living being. That is a general statement. So, that general statement, if you do trouble the Jivas, negating this general statement, then you will gain sin. Accepted. But Pashuna Ejeta, there it is said Pashuna Ejeta, you have to use a Pashu, a living being for this karma to be performed. There it is ordained by Vedas, it is not Nishita, it is Vihita. Therefore there is no trouble here. Ityadi Vishesha Vakyasya Baliyastva, this is a powerful statement. Pashuna Ejeta is powerful statement. It is a specific statement. It is powerful than the general statement. Ato himsatam na dharma janakatve prayojikam api idu nishiddhattvam eva ityadikam api drashtavyam. Therefore, himsatva is not troubling the jivas, is not the cause for sin. But trouble external to the Veda ordained karmas is what is the cause for sin. Troubling other jivas in general is not the cause for sin. But troubling the jivas external to the ordained karmas of the Vedas is the cause for sin. That also you have to understand. Dityatha, the second is like this. Vayu pratyakshaha pratyaksha sparsha ashrayatvad ityatra udbhuta rupavattam upadhihi. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shanti.